Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1. Coming up at 4 o'clock, maybe the hottest take of all, or maybe it's spot on. But the big lead had a hot one today for everybody. I'll offer it to you. I promised you some LeBron James stuff about Tom Brady. I think it's really interesting. We'll do that in a second. Derek Carr is the truth. Next great QB in the league. Stafford's the luckiest player ever as far as pay goes, considering there's no cap for draft picks, or there didn't used to be. Yes. And your point? 150 over 5, 80 guaranteed. That'll get him signed, Sean the Mailman. I'm sorry, but Cousins sucks. If he gets that much money, there's something wrong with the NFL. He hasn't won a Super Bowl or gone to a Super Bowl. All right, first of all, I think saying he sucks is just not accurate. Now, do I think Kirk Cousins is elite? No.
You like that? You like that?
But I think Cousins and Stafford are very similar. They get you to a point where you almost think that they're elite, and then they do something that tells you they're not. Now, Cousins' issue has been, is now, and will always be arm strength. The same thing that dogged him at MSU, it dogs him here. He makes nice throws. But when you try to fit a ball in and try to be a gunslinger, you better have a big-time arm. He doesn't have a big-time arm. Ryan and Stafford have the same agent, possible conflict of interest. No, not at all. Please. All right. LeBron, talking about Tom Brady and why Brady can't be considered the greatest athlete of all time. Now, I know some of you are going to go, well, how the hell would you even make a list of this? You know, what are the qualifiers? How do we even come up with it? But take a listen to the reason he gives. I think this is really, really interesting.
My only argument with a football player being the greatest athlete of all time.
53 members of the team.
Is that, no, not even that, Jesse, is that they only got to play one side of the floor, man.
That's a good point. That's a legitimate.
Yes, player. Brady is unbelievable. Brady is the greatest quarterback I ever seen.
That's a great point.
But he affects the game one way, and that's by throwing the ball. It's great.
You're right.
And it's great.
It doesn't affect the game one way.
Brady can play 22 years.
Ron, it doesn't affect the game one way.
He can play 22 years, but he don't have to worry about certain things.
It is your sport where you don't have to play defense or play the other side.
Bron, it doesn't affect the game one way.
This as a basketball player and the pounding that you take and running both sides. Okay, now I got to do offense. Oh, I got to get back on defense. Oh, I got to get back on offense. Oh, I got to get back on defense.
Now, on surface, you're probably going to get upset at what he said, but I actually think it's pretty damn smart. If you think about it, a lot of people criticize quarterbacks because, well, when you hand the ball off, your duties on that play are done. Yeah, you could say quarterbacks sometimes block, but let's leave that out. Quarterbacks don't play both ends of the field. They don't play both sides of the ball. Football is the only sport where you have no defensive, or on the flip side, offensive responsibilities. You are a singular positional player. With basketball and hockey and baseball, everybody has to play both ends of the floor. Now, Tom Brady will go down in history, in my mind, is the greatest quarterback in history. If you want to debate him as the greatest football player in history, that's fine too. But I do think if we're going to get down to brass tacks, you know, all those years ago, ESPN Sports Century, remember they did that top 50 athletes of all time? People went crazy because Secretariat was on the list, but I digress. The point is, if you were doing the greatest athlete right now, I don't think you could put a quarterback there. And I think the reason LeBron used is actually the right one. I think it's actually really spot on. I mean, where do you even put a quarterback? If you were doing that list today, I think Sports Century, they did that list when I was in high school, and it was probably 22 years ago, whatever it is. But what is LeBron off his rocker, or does he have a point? And second of all, if you were going to make the greatest athlete of all time, I don't even know where I begin with that. I really don't. I mean, I have an idea of an answer, but then I think people will attack me for a multitude of reasons. You know, when we have to get into quantifying things and qualifying things and going, okay, well, how much are we valuing longevity? How much are we valuing championships? How much are we holding this idea to the actual term athlete, therefore athleticism? How much is skill? How much is strength? Does one sport get more value than the other? But when LeBron says Brady can't be the greatest of all time as an athlete and offers you that he only plays one side of the ball and every other athlete in every other sports has to play both ends of the floor, rink, field, whatever you want to call it, that to me is correct. I want to see where you guys were with this and whether, because again, when ESPN did it all those years ago, it was really fun and it was really interesting. And of course, their list got hammered. But I just think it's one of those impossible questions. Like if you were going to say greatest athlete of all time, my original answer would have been Bo Jackson. Now, you could attack longevity, you could attack lack of championships, you could attack a lot of things. But if you're asking me, okay, who is the greatest athlete to ever play sports, Bo Jackson would be that. Whether baseball or football or both, and I think you'd have to put that together, Bo Jackson was something the world had never seen before, and I would argue has never seen since. But you could hammer it because you'd go, well, wait a second. He got hurt. Wait a second. He didn't win championships. He was a flash in a pan. He only did it for a few years. See, that's tough. And no matter what other position you bring up, everybody's got to play both roles, offensive and defensive. So do you attack what LeBron said or do you side with him? Again, there's no argument for me. Tom Brady will go down as the greatest quarterback in history. Greatest pure football player? I don't know. But if you did a GOAT list, greatest of all time in sports, how do we begin to even put that list together? What are the things we need to value? And if you think LeBron is just a ding-dong and that Brady should be in consideration as the GOAT, I need you to attack his line of thinking. 248-539-9797. Sully and Hatchett, they had a real sour look on their face when I said Bo Jackson. That is fine. I'm willing to be criticized for that. I was giving you my interpretation of greatest athlete of all time. And showing you how the list could look different.
I mean, yeah, I would include Dion on there as well. He was a great athlete, played... Okay, Sully disagrees with me there.
I told you he had a sour look on his face.
I could argue with that. I think Deion Sanders is a great athlete.
It's a different question. Being a versatile athlete is different from being the greatest athlete ever. Just because you're versatile and can do many things, a la Jabril Peppers, doesn't mean you're the greatest athlete right. of all time. You have to still achieve stuff.
But the difference is, Jabril Peppers wasn't the best player on his own side of the ball, much less his team. Bo Jackson was the best running back in football, and one could argue the best outfielder in baseball. Bo had attained something that was outer space. And correct me if I'm wrong, Pro Bowler in football, All-Star in baseball.
Right, and I'm not trying to knock Bo Jackson.
I think you are.
I'm just saying that's a versatile athlete. And he was great. The injury, obviously, you know, was terrible.
Well, it ended his career. I mean, he broke his hip.
Right. Without that, maybe he could go down as the greatest ever.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.